Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my friends. How are you? Sean Ferrig here for Trek Culture, and I'm going to talk to you about, well, speculation. And also not speculation, because there's some things we know, and there's some things that we don't know. Spoilers, so if you haven't seen the end of Star Trek Picard Season 2, what are you doing with your life? Go and watch it now, and then come back and watch this video. I am now assuming that you have done that, so I am Sean Ferrig for Trek Culture, and here are five actors who are not returning for Star Trek Picard Season 3. Number 5, Evan Evagora. Unfortunately, we seem to have said goodbye to Elnor in Star Trek Picard. He obviously impressed everyone in Season 1 when he appeared in that episode where he's just being lovely and he's got absolute candor and he's on Vashti and he's got the sword and, hey, choose to live. Now that I've offended my entire Australian audience, for which I am terribly sorry for that terrible accent, he warmed to us so quickly. And although I think arguably you could say that maybe some of the characterization was a little bit thin throughout Season 1, he did become an essential part of the show. So when he was quite unceremoniously killed off in the beginning of Season 2 of Picard, which was a little bit upsetting really, we kind of spent the whole season going, now we're going to get a reset button though, right? 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 We did get a reset button. Q brings him back to life in the finale. Happy out. He's back in the future. He's in his academy uniform. Kushti. But that seems to be it. Evan has announced on Instagram that he's not involved in the third season of Star Trek Picard, which to me is a little bit of a head scratcher because it seems like he is perfectly poised to return. What this suggests to me, coupled with the fact that we know that the next gen cast are coming back, is that it sounds as though we are going to be anywhere near Starfleet Academy in this season. Now, I won't go too much into it, but for further detail on that, check out the interview that we did with Doug Drexler. It was specifically about the NX-01 refit, but it does cover some of what we might be able to expect in Season 3. You can catch that both on Trek Culture Channel, and you can catch it via my podcast, The Clone Star Pod, as well, for the full version. Number 4, Santiago Cabrera. This was a bummer, but this is less of a surprise. His story kind of was a bit thin, now if I'm honest, in a general sense, doesn't suggest that we've seen the last of him. However, that last conversation between Guinan and Picard, well, we pretty much find out exactly what happened at every step of his life and how his life ended. But very unlikely we'll see him in Season 3. Santiago Cabrera is actually also appearing in a show called The Flight Attendant for HBO, and that was filming at the same time that Picard Season 3 was filming at. So actually, I think this one is actually a bit of a done deal, that he will not be appearing in Picard Season 3. Now, it's a shame because while his story meandered a little bit, Cabrera's performance as Rios, and in fact the holograms as well, really was a bit of a high point of the show. It's a shame because it felt like he had settled into the character a lot more in Season 2 than he had in Season 1, but to be fair, that story did best when he was with Teresa and Ricardo in the past. I do think that the whole plot of him being arrested and being sent to the cages and escaping, I think that was a little bit longer than it needed to be because you could have had the same story beats done in a more concise way. So that, unfortunately to me, that did suggest that that they didn't really have enough for Rios to do in season two. So his decision to stay in the past with Teresa and Ricardo, yeah, I think that makes sense. It was sad to see them go. It was lovely to hear, you know, he did well for the rest of his life. He, you know, it was, you know, his death was quite heroic and for altruistic reasons, but he will be missed. Santiago Cabrera, I would love to see him back in some form or another in Star Trek going forward. But if this is it for now, my captain, you did brilliantly.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Number 3, Allison Pill. I will make no secret of the fact that in season 1 of Star Trek Picard, Jurati was probably my least favourite character. I would say that for several reasons. I do think the writing was not great around her character. Some characters like Narek or Narissa could have taken that spot, but we got more of poorly written Jurati, so that's why I really didn't like her in season 1. So you're watching this going like, yeah, all right, Sean, kind of get over yourself there, will you? The reason I preamble with this is that I can say unequivocally, Allison Pill was the star of season 2 for me. Hands down, she was the best thing in Star Trek Picard season 2. Her buddy cop routine, if you like, with Annie Wershing's Borg Queen, it just stole the show. She was the MVP. So to hear that she's not returning for season 3, I am unhappy about this. Yes, I know where the story has deposited her at the end of season 2, and yes, it would make it slightly difficult to just have her walking around La Serena again, if we were to go near La Serena again, or the Stargazer, or any of that. And it's frustrating because, you know, she got so good so quickly. However, what I will also say is that if this is the last time we see Jurati, you know what? It was a good ending. I like the position they've left her in. There has been lots of discussion about how they handled the Borg this season and where the future is going to take that race. But for me, I do like where it's ended up. That scene just of having Starfleet stand side by side with the Borg, I don't think we ever would have seen that coming. With Best of Both Worlds, or even First Contact. Allison Pill really delivered in season 2 of Star Trek Picard. She will be missed. I, like the others, I do hope to see her at some in some form or another in the future. This one hurts a little bit, but thank you so much for everything, Allison Pill. You've been brilliant. Number 2, Wil Wheaton. Now, this was a bit kind of like, what moment of the finale? When Corey is standing there, and who walks up behind her? But bloody Wesley Crusher walks up behind her. I don't think anyone saw this coming, because when the season 3 announcement for the TNG cast returning happened, everyone was like, where the hell is Wil Wheaton's name? You've got everyone else is coming back, where's Wesley? So, you know, and then at the time, He did say, Will Wheaton did announce, no, I'm not back for season three, I'm not back for season three. And then whoosh, that's the sound of the rug being pulled from under all of our feet as he stepped up in the finale of Picard. It seems, however, according to Wheaton himself on a blog post that he wrote after the airing of the finale, this will be his only appearance in Star Trek Picard. Now that doesn't mean it will be his only appearance going forward. He announced, well, announced is maybe the wrong word. He certainly discussed the fact that he's very keen to see if perhaps Discovery or Lower Decks will pick up on the story of Wesley and Corey going off into the future or the past, or side to side, as supervisors, as travellers. Having Wesley return after 28 years without a speaking role, because his scene was cut from Star Trek Nemesis, it was a cathartic moment, because as time has gone by, he's gone from the butt of every joke to becoming a beloved character who just wasn't massively appreciated at the time, which I think is nearly a symbol for almost every early season of Star Trek, all the way since The Cage in 1966. You know, from the previous point of view, it took us a while to see The Cage. Wesley is something of a mascot for Star Trek. I personally need him back. This was not enough for me. You have whet my appetite without satiating it. Will Wheaton, delighted to see you back. He said himself he's delighted he gets to host the Ready Room every week. He is just so over the moon happy. So are we. We might not see you in Picard Season 3, but it would be flippin' lovely to see you in the future anyway. Number 1, Issa Briones. This is another one that's like, okay, right, I'm a bit disappointed here, because she is probably the breakout star of Star Trek Picard. I mean, she is perfectly successful on Broadway anyway. So, I mean, this was kind of the big television break for her. It was really exciting to see just how well she did. I mean, she had a hard job. She had to play Dash and Soji and Corey. You know, that's not an easy call, you know, and especially over a relatively short amount of time. I really liked Corey in season 2. I struggled a little bit with Soji, I won't lie. It was a bit all over the place sometimes. I liked where it ended, but I liked episode 1 of season 2 Soji, that confidence that she was able to put out into the world. But actually, I liked Corey. She suffered a little bit from some, you know, kind of poor expository dialogue, but overall, she was really, really good. So to hear she's not coming back for Picard season 3, another Instagram announcement was a bit like, oh, for God's sake. What's happening then? Who is coming back? But likewise, now Brent Spiner is coming back. He is confirmed. And both Briones and Spiner have been more or less tied together for, maybe not in terms of scene, but certainly in terms of story since season 1. It would be nice if this was maybe a bait and switch. Who knows? Who knows? But as it stands, it is goodbye to Issa Briones in Star Trek. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the singing voice. That version of Blue Sky still makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. She will be missed, but like in the previous point with Will Wheaton, this may not be the last time we see Corey. Maybe not in Star Trek Picard, but there's other shows out there that are happening as well. Bonus point for you here, Orla Brady. Now, this one is very much up in the air, and I'm including it because there's been no definite confirmation down on either side. Orla Brady, of course, appearing as guest star in season 1, updated to recurring star in season 2, taking on the dual role of Laris and Talon. Now, while Talon didn't make it to the end, Laris certainly did. Their relationship between Laris and Jean-Luc in episode 1, and then again in episode 10, albeit brief, was one of the things I didn't know I was looking for in this show. The rumours that are flying around have it that she is not appearing in season 3, which would make me very sad, and I would potentially have very strongly worded letters ready to go, or that she's only going to effectively cameo. Now that feels like a very disjointed way of joining seasons 2 and 3 together. Terry Metalis has confirmed that there will be roughly a year between season 2 and season 3 in terms of in-universe time passing, and so that means that, yes, you could have her disappear, as they did to Jaban, poor old Jamie McShane, or you could have that they develop a closer bond, who knows. There's already people going like, we want to see what the relationship is with Beverly Crusher when she comes back. I think it would be a poor decision if season 3 is set after season 2 to not continue the relationship between Jean-Luc and Laris. If she's not returning for season 3, I will be very disappointed, and I think that would be a disservice to both her and the show. If she's only coming into cameo, then if she dies, we riot. And then if she is recurring, I will happily say all of this was nonsense and just ignore everything I just said.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.